Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven for today. Please stay tuned.
I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on high.
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 23rd day in the month of January 2026. It's 23 days of God's faithfulness, 23 days of God's miracles, mercies, favor, grace. And Lord, we want to say thank you this morning. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father and the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, from good to very good, from good to very good. Our aim for today is taken from Psalm 20, Lord lifts me up. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Exodus 24 to 27, and our memory verse is taken from Genesis 26 verse 13, which says, and the man waxed great and went forward on and grew until he became very great. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. Our Bible reading is taken from 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 8 to 17. 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 8 to 17. From verse 8 it reads, and it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread, and so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned indeed to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick, and it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in thither. And it fell on a day that he came either, and he turned into the chamber, and lay there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, call the Shunammite. And when he called her, she stood before him. And he said unto her, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Wouldest thou be spoken to the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among my people. And he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, verily she had no child, and her husband is old. And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaid. And the woman conceived and bare a son at that season. That Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Once again, our topic is from good to very good. Our manual today reads, growing up, my father was so poor that even the poor people called him poor. However, God decided to pick the son of a man whose colleagues said could never build a house and began to do great things through him. It is rare to find people with two honorary doctorate degrees from prestigious universities. After I had received seven of such honorary doctorate degrees, I thought to myself that it was a perfect number already, and I decided not to receive such degrees again. Shortly after, I got a letter from a university in the USA offering me yet another honorary doctorate degree. I tried to politely decline this time by telling them that I would not be available on the day of the award ceremony because of other engagements. However, they decided to come and award me the degree in Nigeria. Beloved, God can move you from good to very good. Elisha seemed to be doing really well as a farmer, like we see in 1 Kings chapter 19 from verse 19 to 21. However, he left everything and became Elijah's servant. In today's Bible reading, a Shunammite woman compelled Elisha to eat in her house. He accepted her invitation and kept going back there to eat whenever he passed by. The woman then decided to create a small apartment for him within her home so that he would be able to stop by, eat, and rest properly anytime he passed by on his travels. After some time, the Spirit of God prompted Elisha to ask her if she needed anything. At this time, Elisha had become so influential that kings obeyed him. He had moved from good to very good. Elisha's exploits were so profound that kings started talking about him, like seeing 2 Kings chapter 6 from verse 11 to 13 and 2 Kings 8 from verse 4 to 5. In the same vein, God wants you to move to a higher level of influence and grace. However, the question is, can he trust you with the hearts and ears of kings? When Naaman came to Elisha for healing, Elisha didn't take advantage of him, like we see in 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 16. Likewise, when the king of Syria sent soldiers to arrest him, he captured them, fed them, and let them go back unhurt to their master, like we see in 2 Kings 6, verse 22. Beloved, if you want God to keep taking you to higher ground, you must not be greedy and you must be compassionate. You must also never harbor unforgiveness in your heart. Make up your mind to remain faithful to him forever if you have yet to do so, and it will continue to take you to higher ground. Today's open heaven comes to the key point that says, if you want God to keep moving you higher, you must remain faithful to him and shun every form of greed and unforgiveness. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalashwari.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalashradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed and have a beautiful day today. Bye-bye.